There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, and the Executive Council of Australian Jury will lead the Global J7 Task Force from July the 1st and then host its next international meeting later this year in Australia. Established in July 2023, the J7 includes representatives from Australia, the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, France and Argentina, marking the first coordinated effort among major Jewish diaspora communities to combat rising anti-Semitism. The upcoming J7 meeting aims to share strategies on legislation, online hate, education and campus issues, emphasizing an urgent need for strong action. 19 emerging leaders have joined the latest Adam Science Leadership Program, the UK Jewish community's longest-running leadership development initiative run under the Jewish Leadership Council. Established in 1992 to honour Adam Science, the 12-month program combines in-person and online sessions to enhance leadership skills, understanding of community issues, and foster networks amongst young leaders. Participants who were selected through a rigorous process now aim to develop their influence within the community, and since inception, over 300 alumni have benefited from the program, which continues to nurture future Jewish leaders. Following recent elections, Canada's federal cabinet now includes two Jewish members, Julie Dobrusson, appointed as Minister of Environment and Climate Change, and Evan Solomon, now serving as Minister of Artificial Intelligence and Digital Innovation, along with overseeing the Southern Ontario Economic Agency. Notably, Rachel Bedayan, the first Sephardi woman in cabinet, is absent. Additionally, Shakat Ali and Adam van Kurveren, supporters of the Palestine Platform, now hold prominent roles reflecting complex political dynamics. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. In Ontario, Canada, a man has received a year in jail and 2 years probation after being convicted of assault related to a hate-motivated attack on a Jewish couple returning from synagogue. Declassified documents reveal a 1970s secret coalition, including the United Kingdom, the United States, France, Switzerland, Italy, and West Germany, aiding Israel in tracking Palestinian terrorists in Europe. Nepal's ambassador to Israel, Dhan Prasad Pandit, highlighted the ongoing hostage crisis in Gaza during a Buddha Jayanti celebrations. He called for the swift release of all hostages, including Bipin Joshi, a young Nepalese student abducted after arriving in Israel, emphasizing the need for urgent action and resolution. Keren Kayemet LeIsrael, the Jewish National Fund, will contribute $100,000 to support New York City's Israel Day Parade for the first time on Sunday. The event-themed Hatkiva is expected to attract thousands of marchers, mainly Jewish students, and large crowds in Manhattan. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck earlier on Crete, with tremors felt across Israel. No damage or injuries have been reported so far. Residents in Greece and neighboring countries experienced the shaking despite the distance from the epicenter. And finally, International Museum Day is celebrated on May the 15th in Israel. As the usual date, May the 18th falls on a Sunday when museums are closed. Raz Samira, the chairwoman of Israel ICOM and deputy director of the Eretz Israel Museum, notes that participation is growing, with over 130 museums offering free entry. Museums, she believes, plays a vital role in boosting national morale amid the ongoing conflict, contributing through volunteering and support. They are increasingly engaging youth and students, leading to attendance increases of up to 40%. Despite fewer international tourists, she notes that overall museum visits are rising, demonstrating their resilience and importance to the community. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.